Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Wednesday here on the show, and you know what that means? Tonight is AW Dynamite Maximum Carnage coming up here tonight. Five segments announced for the show at this point, as far as I know. We're going to be talking about that as well as tomorrow's TNA Impact debut on AMC, which I will be watching. We'll talk about that on Friday's show. Friday, of course, has SmackDown. Saturday's got TNA Genesis and also a AAA debut on Fox in Mexico. We'll be talking about that. And a lot of other news to get into on top of all of that. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. So we're going to talk to him a little bit about the article that Dave did. The win-loss records of WWE wrestlers, a number of dates worked. What he thinks about limited dates. Basically everything we talked to Lance about yesterday. Get Tom's thoughts. As also a grizzled vet of the Ring Wars. Also got a bunch of contractual notes. Some new people have, they've re-signed with TNA in advance of the AMC debut. We have got a bunch of signings to WWE, actually. And also some notes on the WWE tryouts that have been taking place in Orlando. We've also got 2K update, WWE 2K26. We got the Mexico notes. John Cena talks about quitting. And we've got a bunch of ratings notes. It's like everything is different. SmackDown, terrible. Collision, terrible. Raw, actually did fine. So we'll talk about all of those today. Plus, of course, the NXT TV report in the final segment of the show. If you'd like to join us here today, 425-780-7566 is the number. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler joining us here today. And before we get into all the news, and there is a lot of it today, yesterday Lance and I were discussing the article on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com about the WWE schedule and how, for the first time, God, ever, the Iron Man of WWE for 2024, the man with the most matches over the course of the entire year for WWE, was LA Knight with 64 matches. 64.
The Iron Man.
Yes. And we were talking about the schedule and the fact that there are just as many injuries with fewer dates than there were when people were working significantly more dates. And what is your take on dates, Tom? How many? What's the perfect number of dates a guy should wrestle to, or a lady, of course, to stay in ring shape, so to speak? And do you find it more valuable to wrestle more or less often? And what do you make of still so many injuries with so few dates for so many people?
Well, there's a lot of factors that play into this, because the style of wrestling that is done greatly depends upon how often you are wrestling, the surfaces on which you are wrestling, the conditions in which you are wrestling. You could wrestle. I could wrestle every single day. I could do it, but it's going to be boring. There's not going to be a lot of bumps. You know, the crowd, quite frankly, they don't want to see two guys amateur wrestle for 3 hours, or they don't want to watch, you know, 30 guys amateur wrestle for 3 hours at a professional wrestling show. So what has developed is the style of wrestling which we have today, which relies on acrobatics, a lot of bumps. And while the rings and surfaces are much better now than they were before, people weren't taking the risks back in the past that they are now, for the most part. So a whole lot of nothing is basically what I just said. If it was up to me and you were wrestling what is basically the modern style of professional wrestling, I think 2 times a week is about perfect. 100 matches per year. It gives you enough time to recover, but also keep your timing down. Now, you also should be doing training outside of that, whether it's in the professional wrestling ring, whether it's on the mat doing jiu-jitsu, whether it's doing striking, whether it's, you know, even like high rocks or CrossFit. You have to do more than just show up and wrestle every single week. And yeah, I think that the amount of injuries that are happening now are in part due to the body not being calloused to a certain extent. I know that, like, for instance, I haven't taken a punch, a legit punch, in years. And if I step back into the gym and started boxing or kickboxing, it's going to take time. It's going to take weeks, maybe even months, for my body to get accustomed to that again. And if you don't use it, you'll lose it. And that's what happens in professional wrestling as well. So I think you have to keep a constant schedule, but not overdo it. And you made a good point. You said, well, around 100 matches a year is good. And I agree with you.
Well, I don't know if we're going to be hitting that number for a lot of people. Keep in mind that 64 that we talked about, that's not the average. 64 was the Ironman. Like, if you go through that list, a lot of people only had like 30 matches over the course of the entire year in WWE. 30.
On the flip side, I will say, after watching NXT last night and looking at these stats, they need to do more of what they did with a guy like Shiloh Hill, who I have never seen really until the past few weeks, but he doesn't look out of place. Sure, there's stuff he could improve upon. Sure, he's green. He doesn't have all the experience, but he doesn't look lost out there.
No,
because
and
he had those matches this past year.
Yeah,
right?
At the beginning of the year, he wrestled a ton. They had a bunch of those house shows.
How many matches has Jasper Troy had?
Not very many.
Okay. Because I see him, who's been on TV. They've pushed him. And there, to me, is a stark contrast between those two. And I would imagine it's due to the fact that Shiloh Hill had more matches last year.
I think that the main thing, because I was talking to somebody about this yesterday, long, long time wrestler, and who had also been a trainer. It wasn't Lance. And
they were
making the point that, you know, everyone talks about you need more matches and everything to get better. But, like, really, what does that mean? After about 3 years of regularly working, how much better are you really going to get?
You need more matches in different environments.
Well,
you don't necessarily need more matches. That doesn't it's like going to the gym and training jiu-jitsu doesn't mean you're necessarily going to get better.
Yes.
You have to actively improve.
Well, what my point was is that you're right, but I think what I'm talking about in terms of getting better is merely, and it's basically what you said, it's experience. It's being able to adapt to different situations. You have an opponent you don't normally work with. Some spot goes awry. You know, whatever. If you have experience, I mean, for example, you know, I've been laughing about that spot on Collision where, you know, the guy's out of position and these two guys crisscross for like, and it's like, the funny thing is most people after that video came out, you know, the one thing I heard was I could not figure out why they were doing that. Like, they didn't know that anything went wrong. And it's the same thing, like a lot of matches, because, you know, I was a wrestler, I'm sure you as well.
You couldn't tell when Wheeler Yuta did a front flip over the ropes to no one.
I mean,
and then threw some punches on the floor.
The point of it is, like, a lot of times spots will get botched, and if they're green wrestlers, like, everybody watching knows that something went wrong. But if they're good wrestlers, a lot of times, fans may notice, well, that was weird for a second, but they don't even notice anything went wrong because the veteran wrestlers, they can handle these situations when things go wrong. Whereas if you're inexperienced, something goes wrong and this whole thing collapses.
I couldn't tell you. I've been on countless amounts of shows with Wheeler Yuta, and to no detriment of his own, I'm sure he's been in plenty of matches where stuff just went wrong because it was an indie show.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So that's one of the things that you can improve with experience. It's not like you're going to get better at doing a body slam. It's not like you're going to get better at doing a suplex.
You know
you're going to get better at dealing with situations.
You know what? I wrestled Wheeler Yuta for that ROH Pure title.
Yes.
On Final Battle a few years ago. And you know what happened in that match? The referee screwed up the finish.
Was it your favorite referee?
No.
Oh.
No.
Too bad.
But somehow the referee got like caught up in us as we were doing the finish. And we pulled it off.
That's what you do when you have experience. So that's why I think that experience is valuable, obviously. It's not like all of a sudden, you know, hey, you know, I wrestle like The Miz, but if I keep wrestling, eventually I'll wrestle like Kyle Fletcher. No, you're always going to wrestle like The Miz, but you can be more competent at wrestling like The Miz, right? Anyway, we got a lot of news to get into here today. A lot of contract news. AMC debut for TNA is tomorrow night, and John Skyler will be featured on the show. Let's see.
That's the big news.
I guess re-signed. Well, there's just a bunch of names. He's re-signed for the show.
The Rascals apparently have not re-signed.
Well, we'll see about that. Ollie, Cedric, Jody Threat, Hometown Man have all re-signed. Those we know. Steve Macklin signed an extension. John Skyler, I guess, is signed. And yes, it is very much up in the air. Let me just put it this way. There's a lot of rumors about the Rascals.
You're saying it's sky high up in the air?
Yes, it is sky high up in the air. A lot of rumors about the future of the Rascals. And we'll know more based on these rumors. I would say by next week we'll know a lot more. I'll just put it that way. I don't know what's going on. But back in a moment to talk more of this, Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624.
800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We got a lot to get into, so let's get going. Brandy here, by the way, says a trained wrestler, an experienced wrestler, sounds like a musician, who doesn't just know how to play the right notes or sing the right notes, but they know how to improvise if a guitar string breaks or if they really hit a bad note but don't freak out about it. I'd say that's basically right. Didn't B.B. King once, like, he restrung his guitar in the middle of a set or something like that? That's a pro right there.
It's like a driver who hits multiple potholes and continues on.
Yeah, like your car flips and you just keep driving. That's one of my favorite stories ever. I was following, me and Buddy were going to Oregon, and we're behind this truck with a trailer behind it. And it's like really windy and rainy and everything like that. And we're just driving. And all of a sudden, this guy's trailer starts to go back and forth in front of us. And Buddy's like, oh my God, speed up. You got to get past this guy. So like, I just gun it and I pass this guy. And we look in the rearview mirror and his trailer went. And all of a sudden, his car spins in a full circle while going like 60. Goes around twice, straightens out, and he just keeps driving. I was like, that guy's had this happen a time or two. Didn't freak out or nothing. Anyway, besides TNA, Keanu Carver, the Vanity Project, and I think there was another name, Eli Knight. Yeah, they've called up a bunch of different people to try to fill up the roster. So you know, we talked about a couple of weeks ago. You know, these Vanity Project guys. I mean, they weren't even under WWE deals. They were ID guys. So they were, like, making no money, working Evolve, and also working NXT dates. But I don't know if this is the right word to use, but it was the word I was told yesterday. The ID program has been gutted in the sense that there are a lot of ID guys who are no longer ID guys because they've been signed. And so they're trying to replenish NXT. And, you know, the NXT show, if we talk about it, if we have time, I mean, the show I thought was fine. I didn't think it was a great show. You know, there was nothing too appalling about it. Except
excuse me.
There was actually a lot of interference and stuff.
No.
But, and there was a promo that was infuriating
me. Oh.
Anyway, the point is, by NXT standards, it was fine. How about that? By a normal show standard?
Well, yes. By NXT standards, it was normal because it had one of the worst speed matches in the history of man.
Oh, God, stop. Stop. They've had much worse than that one. In this run of NXT? Anyway, the point is, as we'll get to, the one big difference, I mean, as bad as the show was, you know, 2-3 weeks ago, at least they had stars. Man, they've gotten rid of so many of these Obafemis and Trick Williams and Javons, and it's just like, man, you watch the show now, and it's like, we're starting all over again. We still got like Ricky Starks and guys like that, but I mean, it's a noticeable difference in star power now.
Yeah, like as far as a monster goes, Keanu Carver is no Obafemi. You know what I mean? He walked out and he laid out.
Well, they're trying to make him Obafemi. It's like they're just trying to make a brand new Obafemi.
Obafemi's gigantic. Yeah. Obafemi's way bigger. You know what I mean? Like Keanu Carver was impressive for what he did, but I mean, it was like a position where they could have had 10 other guys do the same thing, and it probably would have come off just the same.
Okay,
why don't you just do that with Jasper Troy if you're going to try to push him so hard? You know what I mean? He's already been out there. You could have had Dion Lennox lay all these guys out. I don't know.
So I want to mention that if you go to the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, the full list of men and women from the WWE's latest tryout, it's up there right now. I'm not going to read all of them, but the notable thing that I want to mention is there are a couple social media influencers who got tryouts. There are a few real athletes. There's a gymnastics regional champion, KJ Johnson. There's a track and field star at Michigan State and a couple of those. There's actually a Mexican MMA fighter, Regina Terran.
Yeah, I've seen her fight actually before on Combates America.
But the notable
thing, she's got something, Brian. She's got some charisma.
The notable thing here is most of the women are athletes, MMA fighter, social media influencer, vlogger, and snowboarder. Like, that's what we have for the women that are on the list. For the men, interestingly enough, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 indie workers, which is the first time they've had anything near this number of indie guys since, I think, 2022. It's been all about trying to get athletes and, you know, NIL, this and that. This tryout, especially for the men, tons of indie workers. So we'll see who ends up getting signed and who does not. But that was a tryout that's taken place, took place, I guess, this week in Orlando. So that's the update.
Yeah, and they kind of run the gamut when you look at the guys that they have at this tryout, too, because you got Starboy Charlie, who's really young.
But has been around forever.
Yeah, there's Tyler Jordan, who is from the Midwest. I may have even wrestled him. LeBron Cozone, who was the trainer of Javon Evans.
Wow.
Who I've also wrestled, who is, I believe he's in his 30s, probably mid-30s. So that's a name that you don't normally see on there. Nor Diana, who yep. I believe recently wrestled Mercedes Moné.
Lost a title to her.
She could be a star as well.
Okay, the update on WWE 2K. Apparently on the internet somewhere, there's a report that there will not be a 2K26 video game this year. But I have been told that that is not true. And that, in fact, in December, they did shoot the commercial for 2K26. And that commercial should be airing imminently.
Who cares?
Well,
can we get the old Midway-style games back with the digitized Yokozuna and a ham?
I would not hold my breath for that, Tom. Mention a couple of... actually, I should mention John Cena. For those of you that are unaware, he quit in his last match. But he did an interview and talked about his final match where he said, thank you for reminding me you're allowed to have your opinion. And thank you for not just conforming to a certain set of standards. Thank you for being vocal enough to express how you felt, because every moment can be a teachable moment. My job is to try to put together a story that I think you all will enjoy. And when there is critical opinion out there, I'm all ears, says John Cena. I don't ignore the critics. I'm thankful for them. Washington, D.C., and every match I've had before that. Like I said, I guess kind of a parallel to my career. I think it was a perfect end, because a whole lot of people thought it sucked, and a whole lot of people thought it was special. And that's kind of been my story for 23 years. So I thought from that perspective, he says, it was perfect. So there you go. John Cena's on my side, too. Glad that's my opinion. All right. Should mention that the Raw show on Netflix vaulted back into the Netflix global top 10. Now that Stranger Things has ended. So,
well, there's some new markets too, right?
They do have some new markets, yeah. 3.2 million global views, 5.9 million global hours viewed. But I would say, new markets aside, this is mostly, there's no more Stranger Things taking up 8 of the top 10. And then for SmackDown, holy smokes, 990,000 viewers. They dropped below 1 million. And did a 0.26. They did go head to head with a college football playoff game.
Oh, that was a killer.
3.86 rating and 17 million viewers. So that sucked for them. Collision died a death, 271,000 viewers and a 0.03. Same number the show did last week. Ties the lowest rating Collision has ever done in that category. You want to know an astounding stat? Are you ready for
yes.
this? This will tell you how television has changed. And how anybody that, you know, there's obviously stuff to learn from the ratings, but television has changed, okay? This SmackDown on Saturday night.
Friday.
I'm sorry, Collision.
Collision.
It's Collision I'm talking about. Collision on Saturday night did a 0.03. Okay? 0.03 on Saturday night. All right? Exactly 20 years ago this week, TNA Impact also aired on Saturday night. Do you know what that show did in the demo?
Better.
0.9.
Whoa.
TNA Impact on a Saturday night did 0.90. Collision on a Saturday night 20 years later, 0.03.
Well, yeah, but like TNA probably had that huge MXC lead-in. They might have had Deadliest Warrior.
My point is,
right before
times with, have changed.
A great battle between the Taliban and Greek antiquity soldiers.
Times have
Who
changed.
Knows?
All right, so we are going to head to a commercial break. We will do a quick NXT report, but before we do that, when we come back, Tom is going to review, or he's going to reveal, all of the different, categories we're going to say?
There's only four categories.
The four categories and the four nominees, and as you read them, I'm going to put them on Twitter for everybody to vote. Everybody has 1 week, right?
That is correct.
Because we have no show on Monday for the holiday. So that's coming up after the break. I'm going to load up the Twitter. Stand by, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.
Meet Matthew Preston. Inside his apartment, everything he holds dear is protected by Progressive's renter's insurance, like his laptop and a surprisingly valuable collection of baseball bobbleheads. Outside his apartment, his laptop is still protected, as are his bobbleheads, which he carries around with him for reasons no one knows. Renters, the limits of protection aren't just the four walls of your home. When you're in Progressive's protection zone, get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers.
Hey, vacation lovers! It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
It's game day. Are your moderate to severe Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keeping you from the action? Skyrizi, risankizumab Rizza, could help you get back to the game. Skyrizi is proven to help people feel significant symptom relief, achieve remission, and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine for adults. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's or ulcerative colitis. Control is everything to me. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's and ulcerative colitis combined. Learn more at Skyrizi.com or 1-866-SKYRIZI.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, Tom's going to read the award categories and nominees, and I'm going to put them up here on Twitter. So let's do
Why don't we talk a little bit about why we're doing this in the first place?
Because you're angry about the NXT Awards.
I am so angry about those NXT Awards, which were all wrong. They got every single one wrong. I figured we should subject ourselves to the very same thing and let the fans vote like they did the NXT Awards. And let's see if they also get it wrong.
Filthy Tom Awards 2025.
No, they're not Filthy Tom Awards, Brian. You know.
What are they?
You know as well as I do that I got input from the rest of the people on the Wrestling Observer Live staff. So this isn't just me coming up with these things. This is a group effort in many ways.
World Awards 2025. All right. Go for it.
So and you can feel free, Brian, to add in if you have any suggestions or discrepancies, but four categories: the Male Talent of the Year, Female Talent of the Year, Tag Team of the Year, and Match of the Year. So let's start off like NXT did with the Male Talent of the Year. Anybody you'd like to nominate, Brian?
Oh my God, are we start? I thought you had them all listed.
I do. I have.
Okay,
a list.
We'll do them because we'll never get through here if we do it this way. Who do we got?
We'll get through them. 2025. Of course, the year of John Cena in many ways as he stepped away from the ring on his long retirement tour. Also, a great year for Konosuke Takeshita. Put on great matches. The number one rated match, according to Dave Meltzer, featured Konosuke Takeshita, who also won the G1 Climax, also was the IWGP Heavyweight Champion. Gunther, who not only ended John Cena's career, but had multiple title reigns, very few losses throughout the year. And the final participant, the final nominee for the Male Talent of the Year, Brian, Javon Evans.
Excellent. All right. Posting this one.
For the Female Talent of the Year, a lot of tough choices. Personally, my pick for the year, Io Sky, based on her absolute tremendous in-ring year and really becoming a breakout star to the public. The Tokyo Sports Award-winning Saya Kamatani, who was the Stardom champion. And then I'd have to say, based on her star presence, Toni Storm. And based on her many wins and title belts, Mercedes Moné. I wanted to say JC Jane, but I had to let the truth went out there, I guess. Tag Team of the Year. The first nominee, the Hardys. The PWI number one tag team of the year, the NXT and TNA tag champions for a lot of the year. Brodito, who had a spectacular reign with the titles and many great matches, although that team seemingly has been split up already. We have the Knockout Brothers, the IWGP Tag Team Champions. Hear me now, Bo, Bloodfire. And the final nominee, if you're going to have the Hardys on there, you got to have the team that defeated them and ran the NXT Tag Division all year. And that is Dark State.
Disgusted.
Well, and finally, Match of the Year, Brian. Choice coming to us from Lance Storm, Mustafa Ali and Mike Santana from TNA Rebellion, highly rated by Dave Meltzer, and Cage Match, April 27th. A choice from you, Brian. Kyle Fletcher versus Speedball Bailey from the Continental Classic, AEW Dynamite, 9.27 on Cage Match, 5.25 stars from Dave Meltzer. The much ballyhooed, talked about, much loved career-making match from last year's Wrestle Kingdom, Kenny Omega and Gabe Kidd. And the undoubted front runner, only a 6.39 on Cage Match. Less than 4 stars from Dave Meltzer. But a billion stars from Brian Alvarez and Tom Lawler. The Wyatt 6 versus the Psycho Circus from AAA on the 20th of December.
All right, they are all posted. And we'll get some votes in and see how things go. Very interesting so far in the voting here. Huh. Wow. I'm not going to spoil. We've actually got some interesting. We got votes coming in. We've got over 100 votes for male talent.
Oh, it's good. Well, I know who's going to win that one if you're listening to this show.
Man, oh, man. Interesting.
So get out there and vote.
Yeah, get up there on my vote. Get up there on my X and vote. Get up on my vote at Brian Alvarez on X/Twitter. And we'll, by the way, there's an After Dark today. Just thought I'd throw that in there. We're going to talk the Shroud of Turin.
Ooh.
Yeah, very interesting. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Sports Byline. We'll talk more about that later. All right, very quickly, let's do this NXT report. You got like 8 minutes.
Yeah, Eva opened the show. She was already in the ring. The NXT title was laying there where Obafemi laid it down last week. So I guess they turned the lights off, everybody left, and they just left the belt there.
Ava gave it all week.
She gave a quick pep talk about seizing the opportunity. She was interrupted by Ricky Saints. Said there's a lot of talent around the ring that's going to be the future, but he's the now. He wanted the title handed over to him. Ava announced a 6-person ladder match for the title on February 3rd. Qualifiers start next week. Nothing better to determine your singles champion than a 6-person match where no one needs to be pinned or lose the fall.
Yeah, great idea, Ava.
Ava hooks the belt. It's raised high above the ring. A brawl breaks out. Keanu Carver, who I've never seen before, just walks out from the back in all black, starts thrashing dudes, throws a bum in the crowd.
Starts thrashing dudes. He powerbombed the Virgin through the announce table and literally left every single person in the ring dead.
I thought it was Ricky Smokes.
Well, someone told me it was the Virgin.
I don't think Ricky Smokes is a virgin, is he?
Well, Ricky Smokes was around later, so I don't think it was him.
I think they all got beat up. I thought he press slammed Jackson Drake into a bunch of people.
He did that too.
Maybe they all.
He literally killed everybody.
They have an entire roster of guys that all look the same. They all look like the Vanity Project now.
Well, yeah. No, one of them looks like he's 12.
That's Brad Baylor.
Yes.
Ava found out someone was on their way. And Robert Stone said Blake Monroe's in the building. She's got a lot to say. Kalani Jordan lost to Lola Vice. They mentioned, Brian, Lola Vice won the 2023 NXT Breakout Tournament.
Yeah, they did a great job with her afterwards.
3 years ago?
Yep. I don't think Has she ever won a title? Didn't she get beaten when her dad was there?
Correct.
Yeah, that's another one.
Yeah, she lost multiple matches. Yeah,
let me give you all you ID
in front
guys,
of her hometown crowd.
All of you ID guys that are signing with NXT, let me give you just one quick piece of advice. Don't get over. Thank you.
Lola Vice knocked out Kalani Jordan with a back fist after Kalani got caught grabbing the ropes during a schoolboy attempt? That was a roll up. Anyways, the ref caught her. And then Lola hit the back fist, won. I think Kalani's improved as a heel.
She's much better as a heel because she does less goofy stuff.
Over the last few months, so I thought it was pretty good. Tavion Heist took on Jasper Troy. I hated this match. This was a speed title match. Only a name, not an execution. I didn't think either guy looked particularly great.
Well, Tavion at least
was trying
quickly, but Jasper then cut him off and put him in frickin' holds on the mat. Tavion in a speed match.
He did a great splash off the top, but what this made me want was Tavion Heights doing anything else, anywhere else. I'd like to see him in AAA, in NOAH, on the main roster, doing something other than losing to a black hole slam in 4 minutes and then getting beaten up by the Tiger King afterwards. We had an amazing segment backstage where Ren and Kendall seemed to want to get Kendall a rematch with JC Jane. Zarruka entered, and they're total heels. They're like, you guys are done getting title shots. You lost anyways. then, like, Zari is like, Ren, don't you want the title shot? And she goes, no way. Kendall's way better than I am right now. She should get it.
I did laugh at that.
What? I mean, it's true. JC pops out from Ava's office, and she's like, shut up. And then they all go in the office. They're informed that next week there's be a three-way number one contenders tag match. The winner's get a shot at the TNA Knockouts titles. It'll be Zarruka versus the Ren QCC versus Fatal Influence. So Zarruka's heels now.
No.
Yes.
No.
They were total heels in that.
No.
Okay, so Lexus King has amalgamated into Michael Hayes and the Tiger King somehow. Chase Yu's not happy with him. Stax and Ariana like him. Miles Bourne grabs Robert Stone, demands a match to qualify for the ladder match. Ethan Page also wanted a qualifier for the ladder match, but Ava told him no. If you got to give up that North American title, he says no. She says, fine, you will defend it against Ilio LaFleur as he
LaFleur
next week. Whatever. French luchador.
Yeah.
I got an issue with that. Blake Monroe was interrupted by Jada Parker.
We don't have. Hey, listen, I need the whole Brian and Vinny show tomorrow to talk about how much I hated that Ethan Page Ava segment. Why in God's name would he have to vacate the North American title if he won the world title? He literally has two titles now! God, this was stupid. And now he gets nothing. He's not in the. Oh, God.
How come Sol Ruka didn't have to give up her?
Exactly. Titles. Stupid.
Shiloh Hill challenged Stax for the international title. I really like this match until the god-awful Zeus-forsaken finish. Like I said, Shiloh Hill, he's
you
got something.
You mentioned the return of Jada Parker in that Blake Monroe segment.
I did. Jada beat her up.
Yeah, Jada also got too over. Taken off TV. They finally brought her back as a baby face, at least.
She was still way over.
Well, at least she's a baby face now. Yeah. Before, they booked her as a heel, and she was over, and so they like got rid of her. She wasn't hurt. She was doing shows. Just off TV.
We had the NXT's Mr. Rogers taking on Stax, like I said. I don't remember Mr. Rogers surfing the dark web.
No.
And having
or hacking.
Popping out, but whatever. Ariana interfered like three times right in front of the ref who saw her get involved. Saw her turn over a small package so Stax could win. Did nothing but count the pin. I could go on for the whole Brian and Vinny show.
Oh, how
freaking
how she turned over the stupid pile and the ref reacted like he didn't see it.
Stupid refs. But you know what happened in the next segment? Izzy Dame came out, cut a horrendous promo. The crowd chanted boring. Tatum Paxley came out, laid out one of the refs with a headbutt, and they're like, oh, that's going to cost her big time. Why? Why should it cost her? The refs just do whatever the hell they want. It doesn't matter. They don't pay attention to the rules. There's no recourse. They do an awful, awful job at their actual job, and nobody does anything. Tatum Paxton should be able to lay every single one of them out with a headbutt if she wants to.
Or a chainsaw. Back in a moment with the main event.
Knocked me out with a headbutt so I don't have to watch it.
Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to
of peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrap up that main event, brother.
Yeah, the refs can't do their job and neither can I. So we're in this next segment. Anyways, Joe Hendry took on Deion Lennox. No DQ. The OTM and rest of Dark State were on the floor. Basically, they were de facto lumberjacks because they just had a straight wrestling match. Early on, eventually,
half of it.
Dark State got, yeah, it was like 20 minutes and like,
and then
15
not only that,
it was,
it's like,
there's no interference.
Half the match is a straight match. Then one side interferes and the other side outside just stands there. Then the other side interferes and the side outside stands there. And finally, we get a brawl and they just go to the back. That was something else.
Yeah. And then to make it even better, Deion Lennox, he's going to hit Joe Hendry with a chair, but he is attacked from behind. How did we not see this coming? Oh, my God. I can't believe we didn't notice this back when they had that pay-per-view from Prescott Valley, Arizona, or whatever it was, and he made his big return, but it was right in front of us the whole time. We should have known Tony D was going to attack Deion Lennox, chokeslam him, then he was going to chokeslam Joe Hendry, and then he was going to stare at Ava. How did we not know this? Oh my God, Brian. Where's that Raven clip? Can we get it?
What a mark.
What a mark.
Total cluster of a finish. Security hit ringside. Tony kills everybody. I don't know why they had to have security out there when one guy interfered in a no DQ match after seven guys had already interfered in a no DQ match, but they did. And then he stared down Ava and left. He's a... I don't know what he is. Hey, tomorrow, everybody, Brian and Vinny show. We'll be covering everything. Tom's doing Observer Live solo tomorrow. I'll be back on Friday for Fun Friday, as well as tonight with Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave. Tomorrow, the Brian and Vinny show. After dark, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking the Shroud of Turin. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, however you're listening to this show. We'll see you in 1 hour, and we'll talk some histories, mysteries. Talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.